Masechta Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Lebracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Lebracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Lebracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Bas Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren ad mea ve'esrim shana. The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Tes. The Gemara here in Sanhedrin, Daf Tes Mid Beis, says, Amar Rav Yosef, Hevi Aval Edim Shezinsa, we're discussing the case of a Motzi Shemra, of the husband comes to Beis Din and claims that his wife was Mizana before they were married, and therefore, since she was Mizana when she's a Naira Murosa, when she was had Erisin, she will be Chayv Skiva. So the husband brings two witnesses that she was Mizana, and therefore she will be Chayv Skiva. Then the father of this lady brings Aiden, who testified that the witnesses, two witnesses that the husband brought, are Edim Zayman. And the halacha is that the punishment of Edim Zayman, these two witnesses who testified falsely, the halacha is that the punishment for Edim Zayman is, we give them the punishment of the Kasha Zaman. What they wanted to give, inflict upon the woman, is that what, that's what we say, that is the punishment that they receive. So in this situation, where the husband brought the two witnesses, and the two witnesses testified that this woman is Chayiv Skilo because she was Mizana. So therefore, the Gemara says that the halacha is that the Eide Habal, the witnesses of the husband, Herogin, are killed because of the halacha of Kasha Zom. So they receive Skilo. The Ein Mishalmin Mamay. And they do not pay money. Why would we think they would pay money? So the halacha is that the husband, if the husband decides that he doesn't want to live with his wife anymore, he's obligated to pay her the ksuba. However, if the husband can bring Aiden, bring witnesses, that proves that she was Mizana, so then, based on that, he will not become obligated to pay her ksuba. So it comes out that when the husband brought the witnesses, these two witnesses who testified that this woman was Mizana, they basically achieved two goals. They are testifying that she was Mizana and therefore she's Chayiv Misa. And they also testify that she will not receive the value of her ksuba. So when we say that these Eidim become Zayman, the halacha of Kasha Zalam applies. So technically we should say the halacha of Kasha Zalam should obligate them to be killed because of Skila. And they're causing the Isha, this woman, to lose money. Therefore, they should have to reimburse the woman the value of her ksuba. However, the Gemara says, Nehrogin ve'in mishalmin mamin, they are killed and they do not pay money, based on the Yisoy, the halacha, that the Gemara says over here, that if someone is chayiv, someone becomes obligated in two punishments, he only receives the stricter punishment. So therefore, since these Edim Zoymin receive skila, they do not have to pay. Chazar ve'hevi habal Edim ve'zimun le'edu av. What happens if the husband brings Aiden, and those Aiden are Mazim, they testify that the Aiden of the father brought are in reality Aiden Zayman. So in this situation, if now that we say that the father Aiden that the father brought are Aiden Zayman, so in this situation we say that they will be Neherogin Umishalman Mami. They will, because of the punishment of Kasha Zama, they will have to pay, and they will get killed. They will get killed because they wanted to be Mechayev, the first Eidim Zoyman. And besides for that, that they wanted them to get killed, they also wanted the husband to have to pay, because the halacha is that in Moitzi Shem Ra, if the husband brings two witnesses that the wife was unfaithful, and those two witnesses prove false, that the husband made up a story, it didn't really happen. So the halacha is, v'anshu oisei mea kesef. The punishment on the husband is that he has to pay her an extra amount of money, 100 kesef, and then the Torah says also, v'loi siya li'isha. She has to remain married to him. He is not allowed to divorce her. So for the loi siya li'isha, there's no punishment to kasher zama. However, on the punishment that they wanted him, they wanted the husband to have to pay money to the wife because of making up a false story against her. Therefore, they have to pay money besides the fact that they are going to get killed. We have a halacha that we said before that we don't give one person two punishments. So for that, the Gemara says a rule, mamling lezeh nefashas lezeh, and since they are trying to obligate two different people, therefore we will make them pay the money and they will also have to get killed. Taisus over here has a question. Taisus says that why do we say that the punishment that we give to the witnesses that the father brought, the Eidei Ha'av, why do we say that they have to get killed? Taisus brings a Gemara later on in the Masechta. The Gemara says that if the Edom came, the Edom Zayim, so these original Edom came and they testified, the case over there is that they testified that a certain woman was Mizana. So they therefore, since she was Mizana, she will be Chayiv, she will be Chayiv Misa. And they turned out to be Edom Zayim. So you should have said that they will be Chayiv Misa, that will have to kill them. However, they can claim, we never came to testify. We came to testify that she was Mizana. Our intention wasn't that she should get killed. Our intention was that since she was Mizana and she was unfaithful to her husband, so therefore she will now be Usur to remain married to him. Like the halach of someone who is Mizana. So since we came to testify, and we have a claim that we didn't want her to get killed, that we only wanted to come also to her husband, so therefore we do not want to get killed. Since that wasn't our intention that she should get killed, so therefore they will not be chayim misa, and we accept that argument and we say that we do not give them misa. Therefore, it says Taisus over here where the Eidei Ha'av, the witnesses that the father brought, in actuality they came to do two things. They came to obligate the first witnesses to be killed because of Edom Zayman, and they also came to obligate the husband to pay Mea Kesef. So why can't they say, we never really came to obligate the first witnesses to be Mechayiv and Misa? That's not what we were coming. We were only coming to obligate the husband to pay Mea Kesef. So if such an argument works by the Gemara later on, by Nairamu Rasa, so then why is it that over here we give these people Misa? That is Taisa's question. Now, Taisa's question is very difficult to understand. Why? Because the two cases are very different. The case of the witnesses who came to say that this woman was Mizana, she's an Iron Murasa and she was Mizana, and they say, we never meant that she should get killed. Instead, our intention was that she should become Usur to her husband. So the halacha that she gets killed and the halacha that she's Usur to her husband are two independent halachas. One is not dependent upon the other. The halacha is that a woman who is Mizana gets killed. And in situations where she doesn't get killed, she still remains Usur to her husband. If we can prove that she was Mizana and whatever, if there's no Asra or other halachas, if we can't be Mechayev or Misa, this halacha remains that she is Usur to her husband. So the two halachas are independent. However, in the halacha of Maitzi Shemra, in our Gemara, when we're discussing the mitzvah in the Torah, the parasha that the Torah says, that there is a mighty shamer. So the Torah says that if the husband brought witnesses that this woman was unfaithful, was Mizana, and it was all a lie, it wasn't true, and we discover that it's untrue because we discover that they're Edom Zayman, so the halacha is that the husband has to pay. Now the only way, how am I going to prove that the husband was lying? How am I going to prove that the husband brought two witnesses that she was Chayim Misa? Right? So how do I prove that the husband is lying? The only way to disprove, then to prove that the husband was wrong, that he was lying, is by bringing other witnesses that are going to disprove the first witnesses. Now, whenever I bring one witness against another witness, now that if they come and they say, Manu Yisin, that's considered Hazama. So if the only way to obligate the husband to pay the Mea Kesef is through Edom coming and being mazin and saying that the first Edom are Zayman, so then how could they come and say, well, we didn't mean to obligate them to get killed. We didn't mean to obligate them Misa. We only meant to obligate the husband. The Torah says the only way to obligate the husband is to be mazin the first Edom. So what kind of argument is that? There's absolutely no argument over here. So what's Taisus Kasha? So obviously, it would seem that Taisus over here goes according to the way that Taisus explained the Gemara earlier in Daf Chesamid Beis. That over there in Daf Chesamid Beis, there is a disagreement between Rashi and Taisus about how a husband will be obligated to pay the Mea Kesef because of Moiti Shema. Rashi says that the only way that the husband will be obligated to pay the money because of Ma'iti Shemra is if the husband brings Edom, and the Edom are false. How do we prove the Edom false? By bringing other Edom who said that the first witnesses, the husband's witnesses, are Edom Zayman. There is no other way, according to Rashi, to obligate the husband to pay Mea Kesef because of Ma'iti Shemra. However, Tosis disagrees with Rashi. Tosis earlier in the Ches Midday says that there is another way where the husband could be obligated to pay the Mea Kesef for Moiti Shemra, and that is through a Hachoshes Edim. Hachoshes Edim means when two Edim come and testify and they say that Reuven owes a certain amount of money, or that a certain action was done, somebody was Mezana, someone did an Aveira, and then two other witnesses come and say, no, it's not true. The action that you say happened, it never really happened. Reuven does not owe the money, and this Maisa Aveira was not done. So that is called Hachosha. That's when the two Edim contradict. That has nothing to do with Hazama. The concept of Hazama is different. Hazama is when two Edom come and testify to a certain action, and the second group of Edom come and say, well, it can't be that your testimony is good, because at the time that you're saying this action, you saw this action took place, really you were with us. It was Imanu Yisem, and we were there, and we didn't see such a thing happened, or you weren't in that place where you claim you were. You were really with us in a different place. So the Torah says that when there's Imanu Yisem, when there's Hazama, the first witnesses are completely disproved, and like we said before, they get punished. They have an onus of kashazama. When it comes to hachosha, the Torah does not say that the first witnesses are disproved and the second witnesses come. Instead, we say that we don't know which witnesses to believe. We say maybe the first ones are correct, maybe the second ones are correct. So since it could be that either one is correct, so usually when we have a hachosha, so we cannot rely on either one, and if the first Edom were coming to say that someone did an aveir or someone owes someone else money, so then we can't rely on that, and give them a punishment because this person did that very, because we don't know for sure if it happened. But we cannot say, the halacha is that the first group of witnesses are not definitely disproved. That's a special chiddush, that the first witnesses are disproved only by hazama and not by hachosh. So we have a machloikis Rashi Taisis, whether a husband will become obligated to pay the Mea Kesef for Moiti Shemra in the case of hachoshas Edom, when the two Edom contradict each other. When the Edom that the husband brought contradict the two Edom that the father brought, and in the case we don't know who's right. So Tosis says that even in the case of Hachoshas Edom, when the two Edom are contradicting each other, there still is the halacha that the husband will have to pay Moiti Shemra. However, Rashi disagrees, and Rashi says the only time there will be an obligation on the husband to pay Mea Kesef from Moiti Shemra will be in a situation of Hazama. And the Ran explains Rashi, the Rashi holds that the only reason why there's an obligation, the Torah obligated the husband to pay Mea Kesef, was in a situation where the husband's intention was that the wife should be killed. When the husband, in order to prove that the husband's intention was the wife should be killed, you need Edom to have come to Bezdin, and Bezdin should rely on those Edom and actually paskin that the woman is Chayiv Misa. Whenever there's a Hachoshas Edom, the only time you believe the Hachosha is if they come before the Gemar Din. And this is in contradistinction to the case of Hazomas Edom. The case of Hazomas Edom is only when the Edom come after the Gemara. Because the halachas that the Gemara explains in Maseches Makkos. Therefore, it comes out that according to Rashi Shita is the only time the husband is obligated to pay is when there was already a Gemar Din, Bezdin decided that this woman is Chayiv Misa, and therefore the only time they could be Chayiv to pay is in a case of Hazoma and not a case of Hachosh. So now when we return to our Tosfos, we said, Tosis asks, why can't we say that the Edei Ha'av, why can't the Edei Ha'av claim that we didn't come, our intention wasn't to kill the first Edom, our intention was only to make the husband pay, Mea Kesef. According to Rashi's opinion, that's impossible. The only way the husband will pay Mea Kesef is if there is a Hazama on the husband's Edom. So according to Rashi, Tosis' question does not start. There's no mokim to ask Tosis' question. Obviously, the only way the husband will be obligated to pay because of Maitzi Shemra is when there's a Hazama. However, Tosis' question starts because Tosis disagrees with Rashi. And Tosis holds that even in a situation of a Hachoshas Edim, when the two Edim contradict each other, the Edim Av and the Edim Abal contradict each other, then in such a case, we have the halacha, there's still a halacha that the husband has to pay Mea Kesef because of Maitzi Shemra. Therefore, Tosfos can say that really these are two completely distinct halachas. Our intention was to obligate the husband. Okay, the way we wanted to obligate the husband was by saying that these Edim are wrong because they are Chayiv Miso. But the obligation of the husband does not stem from the fact that we were coming to obligate, that those Edim were coming to give the woman Miso. That they're really two different, two separate halachas, and therefore Tosfos' question is understandable according to his own opinion. Now there is a practical application, a practical nafkamino between this machloikis, between Rashi and Tosfos. And that is, we have this a statement of the Chinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch writes in the Parasha Maitzi Shemra, in Mitzvah Tovkuf Nun Gimel, so he says that he's discussing whether the halachas of Maitzi Shemra apply even bizman azef, they apply even today. So, regarding the halacha that the Maitzi Shemra, the husband, needs to pay the wife 100 coins, mea kesef, so that is considered a knas. And the halacha is that any monetary obligation that the Torah obligates, that is called a knas, that is not something where the other affected party has lost money and needs to be reimbursed, like over here where the woman did not lose the money, we're paying mea kesef because we're making a knas on the husband, not because the wife lost money. So the halacha is that we do not collect the something which is a knas b'zman hazeh. The bezdin today, since the batei dinim today, the dayanim do not have smicha, and they're not considered mumchin, so the halacha is that they do not have the authority to collect anything which is a knas. So that's clear that b'zman hazeh, that there would not be any way for the husband to have to pay mea kesef to the wife if she was mezat. So that the Chinuch says that halacha does not apply b'zman hazeh, because you don't judge dinei knosis b'zman hazeh. However, the second halacha of Maitzi Shemra, which we mentioned earlier, that when the husband tried to get rid of his wife because she was Maitzi Shemra, so then the halacha is that he is mechuyiv to stay married to her and he's not allowed to divorce her. This that the pasuk says, v'lo yisia li'isha, they have to stay married. The Chinuch says that halacha will apply even b'zman hazeh. So the Chinuch says that the mitzvah Maitzi Shemra is possible to apply even today. Now the question is, how is it possible for Maitzi Shemra to apply today? If the only way, according to Rashi, that a husband could be obligated because of Maitzi Shemra is when I have Edim Zoyman, but the halacha of Edim Zoyman does not apply today. So how is it possible to have a case of Maitzi Shemra today? The only way it's possible to have a case of Maitzi Shemra b'zman hazeh is through the medium of Hachoshas Edim. So therefore we see that the Chinuch holds like Tosfos, and the Chinuch holds that it is possible to have a situation of Maitzi Shemra b'zman hazeh, where the husband brought two Edim that said the woman was Mizana, and the father will bring two opposite Edim that say the woman was not Mizana. In this case, of Achoshas Edim, he will be obligated to stay married to her, and he will not be able to divorce her.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.